after these last elections, I think that it has meant that the world has to accept Zimbabwe as it is. We have seen investors from Australia, from China, from the US, the European Union member countries and the European Union and so on. So South Africa cannot just sit by, because South Africa can benefit with the trade with Zimbabwe, with the investments and so on.
Mr. Ngwenya, President Mugabe going to South Africa, what in your opinion is the significance of that?
It is important that we realize that people from the West, from the East, be it United States of America, Europe, are coming in to talk about investment. Therefore, South Africa is such an important investment partner, need to also to be seen to be doing the same thing. And I think what the South African government has done is very crucial.
Professor Guto, we've been hearing a lot about some deals between Zimbabwe and South Africa. What do you foresee coming out of this visit in terms of investment? There are rumors that President Mugabe is actually seeking financial assistance from South Africa. What do you know?
So far, they will not declare that South Africa has agreed to provide finances. I think that more of it is going to be on a business side. And of course, South Africa has many state-owned enterprises which can invest in Zimbabwe. South Africa has shortages of electric power and so on, and can buy some from Zimbabwe. Infrastructural development, you know, Zimbabwe used to have very good roads and so on. Now they are full of potholes. And that is an area where South African construction companies and so on would like to move in. Of course, Zimbabwe was a breadbasket and it ought to go back to that level. And that requires a lot of investment in agribusiness and so on. As I already mentioned, the president was thanking South Africa for giving a home to probably a few million and more of Zimbabweans who had to escape from Zimbabwe because of the economic crisis there, and some because of state-sponsored violence in the country.
Mr. Ngwenya, as Professor Guto has just mentioned, President Mugabe did acknowledge the millions of Zimbabweans who are in South Africa. Some would look at it as an irony that President Mugabe is thanking South Africa for keeping Zimbabweans there, who, as we speak, there are some who are resisting returning to Zimbabwe, citing issues of persecution and economic hardships.
Yes, that is a very right, justified call, because some people only choose to look at Zimbabwe as they have, who are not doing any professional or meaningful job in that country, and they consider them a burden. But they forget that there are so many Zimbabweans who have contributed immensely to the economy of South Africa. We are talking about all the professionals that have left this country, that you find doing all sorts of researches and development of that economy. But besides that, as neighbors and brothers, I think it would be good that we consider taking care of each other, looking at the fact that, yes, the Zimbabwean economy is not doing well, certainly because of the deliberate sanctions that were imposed on Zimbabwe by the West.
I want to turn to the issue of land, which President Mugabe brought up while in South Africa, which many say is also just a question of time before they have to address the land issue, as was done in Zimbabwe. Professor Guto.
Well, South Africa has to address the question. It is burying its head in the sand for now. But for Zimbabwe, I think the question of land had to be addressed. The British, at the Lancaster House negotiations in 1979 and so on, did promise that they were going to help settle people on land, but they didn't give sufficient support to the government for land reform in Zimbabwe. So things kept getting worse and worse until people got fed up and so on. It can't be reversed. The question is how to make the land productive and also to remove it from being accumulated in the hands of a few stooges and cronies of the ruling party and be given to the people who need to use it.
Mr. Ngwenya, what are your thoughts on that? And also the fact that President Mugabe did not too long ago acknowledge that land reform was not as successful as he had hoped.
But my honest opinion on this is that I see the land question in South Africa being a very difficult to address, just like what was done in Zimbabwe, because here clearly the imbalances were on racial grounds. That is why it was, although it was a bit difficult, but the country has managed to address the imbalances. Therefore, I don't think South Africa will so successfully address the land imbalances because of the large population of the white.